Here's Cheryl describing her terror. Yes, yes. I feel that there's no chance for me to exist if they do. No chance, no room, no world I can cope with. I don't want to feel it. I keep pushing it back, but it's coming closer and I know I have no place to run. I can't explain what it feels like. I can't catch hold of it. And that's part of the terror, that you can't catch hold of anything. It's as if the whole world were suddenly destroyed, but not by an explosion. An explosion is something hard and solid, but destroyed by some horrible kind of softening. As if nothing were solid, nothing held any shape at all, and you could poke your finger through stone walls and the stone would give, like jelly, and mountains would slither, and buildings would switch their shapes like clouds, and that would be the end of the world, not fire and brimstone, but goo. And what are we surrounded by today, if not eternal, endless amounts of fucking goo? That's me talking at the end. Gloop goo and just nothingness, like people who simply have the hatred takes no form of even opposition. It's just goo. It's just goo.